and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any three or more A.O. Smith water heaters. Plus, get an extra 5% off every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Get low prices on the materials you need today, because Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% off are subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Pro-Palestinian protests ongoing today on many college campuses.
On college campuses across the country, more protests. This is what it sounds like at the University of Texas Austin as police again move in wearing riot gear and a crowd again ignores dispersal orders. At campuses including the University of Southern California, UCLA, and Columbia University in New York, loud protests continue as well. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Columbia facing a class action lawsuit accusing the school of violating its student safety protocols. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East, where negotiations continue toward a humanitarian ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The cleanup is beginning across the plains in communities that were slammed by the weekend's tornado outbreak, including hard-hit Oklahoma. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial will continue tomorrow. This is ABC News. Iraq's parliament's passed a bill criminalizing same-sex relationships carrying a jail term between 10 and 15 years. It also targets doctors who perform gender reassignment surgery and people who, quote, promote homosexuality and prostitution. The death penalty was proposed as a punishment in an earlier version of the bill, but was amended after international opposition. One of the world's most famous paintings could have a new home, ABC's Inez de la Quatera explains.
It's considered one of the world's greatest masterpieces, and now Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa could get a room of its own in the Louvre Museum. According to the museum's president, the move would give visitors a better experience, especially as many visit for the famous painting alone. The Mona Lisa has also recently been targeted by protesters. The latest incident involved environmental activists throwing soup at the glass casing protecting the portrait. The painting was not damaged.
9 million people visited the Louvre in 2023. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 40. Tomorrow, early sunshine, then a chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 70 and mostly sunny in upper 60s for Wednesday. Another chance of rain with a few embedded thunderstorms moves in Wednesday night, Thursday into early Friday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 53.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The Department of Health Services is putting out an alert following a confirmed case of measles in southern Wisconsin. DHS says someone who is now confirmed to have the measles made several stops last week Monday while contagious. If you were at the Madison Avenue Quick Trip in Milton, SSM Health in Racine or Janesville, the You Break I Fix on East Washington in Madison, or the Noodles and Company on Cottage Grove Road in Madison, you may have been exposed. If you're coming down with a cold or illness, please contact your doctor immediately. UW-Milwaukee's police chief is on leave, but no one is saying why. The university says only that Chief David Salazar went on administrative leave on Friday. A spokesperson for the university says they cannot comment on personal matters. And despite the rain, it was a rowdy night for the Mifflin Street block party. 80 arrests were made. There was also a vehicle tipped over and damaged. The party did break up as the late afternoon rain moved into the area. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07, reporting from the NAFB Washington Watch Convention in Washington, D.C. I'm Brian Winnekins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Duran, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Anabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Durand City Council has approved borrowing $550,000 for 3 different projects, including the 6th Avenue West, the new ladder truck, and the pool. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the city had already decided to borrow money for the 6th Avenue West project.
We had already decided that we're going to borrow about $200,000. It's a little bit more than $200,000 for that project. And then also, because of some of the agreements that with the rural fire, we need to buy into some of theirs. And then, of course, the ladder truck and so on. Plus, then also, the city made a commitment for our share of the pool that we're going to need to borrow a little bit of money. We don't know exactly how much, but the idea was to go at $550,000. The resolution was to work through Security Financial, a bank here in Durand. We were able to get some favorable rates, even better than the state trust fund.
The loan will be split up to $240,000 for 6th Avenue West, $225,000 toward the Tarrant Park pool, and the remainder will be used for the ladder truck. A Florida man will spend the next 4 years behind bars in connection with child sex crimes in Chippewa County in 2021. A judge pronounced sentence Friday for Frank Fraske, who had pleaded no contest as part of a plea deal. Fraske was originally charged with sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl, as well as showing pornographic videos to her and 2 other children. He'll also spend 8 years on probation following his prison sentence. Gunderson Health System is considering expanding into the Chippewa Valley area. WQOW reports that the company sent the station a statement saying Gunderson is investigating opportunities in the Chippewa Valley and is meeting with local officials to understand what is needed. Earlier this year, HSH has closed Sacred Heart and St. Joseph Hospitals, along with the Prevea Health Clinics.
A step forward for solar in Wisconsin. The state has been awarded $62 million in federal funding from the Solar for All grant to help fund solar systems for low and moderate income households. Governor Tony Evers' office says the cost of installing solar systems is among the barriers that low-income residents face. A 5-kilowatt rooftop system in Wisconsin averages between $14,000 and $19,000 before tax credits and incentives. Funding for the project is anticipated to begin in late 2024 or 2025. Solar power installation would help Wisconsin avoid almost 2 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions annually. That according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Mondovi is still experiencing issues with its new wastewater treatment plant. During last week's council meeting, the council discussed the issues where phosphorus levels are still too high. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says it's unacceptable.
And it sounds like some of the equipment that one of the subcontractors installed is still not quite functioning properly. And I think for the amount of money that the city's put into a capital project like this, the expectation, and you heard it tonight, is like buying a new vehicle. They should have just handed us the keys and said this thing runs perfectly. And maybe to use an analogy here, sounds like there's a little bit of a carburetor problem.
The plant is still under warranty until August, but the council is considering withholding further payments until the plant is functioning properly. Students at the Durand, Arkansas Middle School will no longer have to pay a technology fee. At the last school board meeting, the board approved removing the $25 fee for Chromebooks and charging stations. Now, the district will be investing in a new system that will provide 15 carts that have Chromebooks and chargers for middle school classrooms at a cost of $14,250. A man from Eau Claire County will spend 9 years in prison for stabbing his neighbor and holding a standoff with police. Adam Langskowitz pleaded no contest to charges in exchange for reducing a charge of attempted homicide. Prosecutors say he stabbed his neighbor in Boyd before returning to his home and participating in a four-hour standoff before he set his house on fire. The judge believes drugs and alcohol were factors in the crime. A sturgeon tagged in Wisconsin has made a record-breaking swim. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fish initially tagged in the Chippewa Valley was found by the Missouri DNR in Illinois along the Mississippi River. The sturgeon traveled more than 650 miles, the longest known distance a Chippewa Valley lake sturgeon has traveled. The DNR says lake sturgeon are rare on the Mississippi but live long lives. The oldest in the state was 152 years old. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
A Glendale River Hills 8th grader is being called a hero for stepping in when his school bus driver went down. The school district says A.C. Holland III saw his bus driver lose consciousness during the ride to school earlier last week. Holland jumped up, got the driver's foot off the gas pedal, and then applied the brakes. The bus was on Route 207 at the time, and police say it was starting to veer into oncoming traffic. Holland then called 911 and even assured the younger kids on the bus everything was okay. That according to police. For WRDN News, reporting from the NAFB Washington Watch Convention in Washington, D.C., I'm Brian Winnekins.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hamlin credits Gabehart with success. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.
Denny Hamlin collected his third NASCAR Cup Series victory of 2024 Sunday at Dover Motor Speedway. Afterward, the Joe Gibbs Racing pilot credited his crew chief, Chris Gabehart, for the enormous success the 11 crew has seen since the duo teamed up in 2019.
Well, I think me and Chris just keep getting better. He continues to challenge me and push me to get better. He holds me accountable. I hold him accountable. And so I think that it's just, you know, we're in year five now of working together, and we just keep getting better. We're starting to understand each other a little more, and we kind of know where our deficits are and where we need to work to win more races, and you know, really paid off over those last 5 years.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
The Packers added a quarterback in the draft over the weekend, selecting Tulane's Michael Pratt in the seventh round. I'm Bill Scott with Sports, head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that he definitely is a tough, fearless thrower. And to me, that's a prerequisite for the position. You got to be able to stand in there and throw in muddy pockets, throw in the face of pressure. And I think he exhibited that. I think he's a winner. So, you know, we were excited. We were kind of shocked that he was still there in the seventh.
Five of the Packers' 11 picks were offensive picks, the quarterback, a running back, and three offensive linemen. Bucks get a day off before hosting Indiana Tuesday night. It's an elimination game for Milwaukee, who trails that best of seven series 3-1, falling to the Pacers 126-113 last night. The Brewers host Tampa Bay Rays in the first of a three-game series at AmFam Field. Bryce Wilson getting the nod for the Brewers, who dropped two in a row to the Yankees over the weekend. They're a half game in front of the Cubs in the Central. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently announced that it's preparing to conduct a drawdown at two flowages in the Navarino Wildlife Area this spring. That's in the Clintonville area, northwest of Green Bay. More details when we return, but first, welcome back.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR will be conducting a full drawdown on two flowages at Navarino Wildlife Area, Hanson Flowage and 80 Acre Flowage. The drawdowns will begin this spring and water levels will be lowered slowly until a full drawdown is achieved in mid-May. The DNR says the drop in water levels is necessary to prepare the sites for upcoming construction and repairs scheduled for this summer. The project will involve rebuilding the top, side slopes, and spillways of the dikes at both locations. The drawdown is necessary to complete construction, but it will also mimic a natural part of the wetland cycle. Exposing underwater areas to sunlight allows many seed-producing plants to grow, providing an abundant food source for waterfowl, shorebirds, and other wildlife. Once construction is wrapped up, water levels will be slowly raised through late summer. This will make a good mix of open water, cover, and available food for ducks and other wildlife during this fall's migration. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 40. Tomorrow, early sunshine, then a chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 70, and mostly sunny in upper 60s for Wednesday. Another chance of rain with a few embedded thunderstorms moves in Wednesday night, Thursday into early Friday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 53.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. So did you get rain over the weekend? If so, was it enough to satisfy your crops at this moment? We're going to talk a little bit about that weather system. Believe it or not, there are folks talking planting delays, maybe not so much in Nebraska, but we know a lot of other states have definitely been hit by that as well. We'll take a look at what was the dropping factor for this wheat out of Chicago, as wheat has been kind of the leader the last couple trading sessions. We have a crop progress report that comes out this afternoon, and we'll also take a look at the livestock side of the trade action. And in order to do that, we got to bring into the conversation Darren Fessler. Darren, of course, is with Lakefront Futures. So let's start out with the rain. I mean, you've talked to a bunch of your customer clients, and man, this rain definitely has brought some relief, shall we say, a little bit to these fields.
It certainly has. I mean, I would say the general thesis or theme is that these rains have been welcomed, maybe in a little bit excessive amounts of rain, especially if you're over by the Aurora area. But, you know, in general, these rains are, I think, my personal view of it is, I think they're going to be beneficial once we can get, and if we can get back in the fields. And I think that's just a question of when we're looking at the forecast for this week. And when you look at the Western Belt here, I mean, it's I think the focus is on Iowa here at the very moment, or the eastern part of Nebraska. Still looking at next 10 days here, you know, two and a half spots, and three and a half in Iowa. So again, there's no wheels are going to be turning in that part of the country this week anyway, and more likely probably not next week. So, you know, crop progress out here just in a little bit. I mean, market is looking for 27% planted on that corn. So really, when we look at, is there a planting delay? I mean, I still think we're early, but we got to look at, what do the next couple of weeks look like? And I think really when it comes to the scare, if you will, you're going to have to probably get this out a couple more weeks. If you're in the back half of, you know, the, you know, third week of May here, and we're sub 50% planted, then there's probably some areas of concern that we really start having to focus on. And the funds have done a decent job here of covering. They haven't gone long this stuff. I think it's just simple short covering. You can see this in their open interest. I think they're just lightening up on their short position, seeing how this early stage development pans out, see what the progress does. But if the rains start happening later on in the growing year, July 4th, you know, second week of July, you know, given our stock's use, there's still a lot of room for them to add to the short side. So we're just saying, hey, I think we're still in a mindset that rallies are probably rewarding opportunities for both corn and beans.
But I mean, this is only the 29th of April. Is it too early to be talking about prevent plant and some planting replants?
You know, I personally think it is. When I speak to my growers up in North Dakota, South Dakota, I mean, these rains were welcomed. It's more of a concern now, the seeds that are in the ground, you know, cooler temps, wetter soils. I think it's a little bit too early to hit the panic button on prevent plant. Probably too early to talk about massive sorts of delays. Again, I think it's a couple weeks out yet before we start really getting all that concerned about the significant planting delays like maybe we have seen in 2019.
Well, nobody's going to turn this rain away, but unfortunately it sounds like there's obviously more headed our way over the next couple of weeks. So that's just going to cause for some sort of slower down when it means to get back in the fields.
Yeah, more than likely, just looking at the probabilities of, you know, half inch, 2 inches, and if you've already got 2 or 3 inches of rain here, there's no wheels probably going to be turning, you know, within the next 7 to 10. So, you know, that's if we don't get any more rain. So, again, it's just, I think the market's trying to take in the macro events here that are taking place. And obviously what we've seen in the wheat has encouraged corn higher just a little bit, or at least encouraged some covering in the corn market. But again, I think it's just about progress week after week here and what the USDA says where we're at.
But then we also have to remind ourselves that this afternoon's crop progress report does not have this weekend's rain amounts in it. So we still could see some interesting report information.
Yeah, I mean, just speaking with overall, I mean, there's been a lot of good progress made last week. So I would not be surprised to see if we come in here a little bit higher than 27, maybe closer to that 29-30%. But again, I'm not expecting a whole lot of stuff to be done here this upcoming week.
So what is your thoughts on this wheat complex, and what was the driving factor out of Chicago to see the drop like it did?
Well, I think that coming into this week, we were already getting a little bit overextended here. You know, we still have a lot of concerns in the winter wheat belt, but when you look at the Chicago, it's much more of the higher volume market. It's the biggest actively traded market for the wheat here in the United States. We went up, retested the 200-day EMA. Now, we also had some pivot points sitting right around that 624 level as well. So I think just taking a little bit of a breather here, I think, was what this market kind of needed. We still held the five-day EMA. We still held the $6 level on the close as well. So this market has gone up a lot over the last week. Again, a little bit of breather is not too shocking here. But again, I think the bigger concern for wheat, especially U.S. wheat, would be the winter wheat. I mean, we have to get some of these models to verify these actual precip to happen here, because these winter wheat conditions, I am not expecting them to improve at all in this week's crop progress. So again, it comes down to whether these crops get rain or not.
What's the one thing you're going to look at right before we head to break that we need to watch in this grain complex?
I want to see the progression of corn planting, and I want to see how these winter wheat conditions pan out week over week. They've been declining for the last 3-4 weeks.
All right, well, stick around. We've got more coming up. We'll finish taking a look at what the movement is with this grain complex. Look at the worldwide side of it, especially when it comes to China and where they are when it comes to even looking at the U.S. with the pressure still coming out of South America. And then we'll take a look at what was the driving factor for the drop that we saw today in the cattle complex. We're not used to a Monday with red cattle numbers. We'll talk more about that and a lot more coming up after this, the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Darren Fessler. Darren, of course, is with Lakefront Futures. So we left off kind of talking about the grains and the weather and how that was all affecting this trade this week. But what about China? I was reading earlier that their shipments from the U.S. have pretty much dried up.
Yeah, I mean, both corn and beans, really. And I think it just simply comes down to the competitiveness that we've, you know, or the lack thereof, especially on the bean side of things. I mean, Brazil's coming off a pretty darn good crop. Not the crop that many had anticipated, but still a pretty darn good crop. And when we're looking at, you know, FOB values or CFR values into China, what does it really cost if you're buying from Brazil or buying from the U.S., and how much does it cost to get into China? And, you know, we look over the last couple of months, we were $1.80, more higher price than Brazil. And so we're not going to move a whole lot of beans doing it that way. I mean, the only thing that's really that competitive is the corn market. But I think when you look at the global macro side of things here, the three largest economies around the world are all starting to slow down. I think some of the U.S. data is getting propped up because of the election year. But in general, I mean, China's slowing. They've been going through their own growing pains here over the last year. So, you know, to see that China's numbers are down in general, not just from the U.S., but Brazil as well. I mean, it is a little bit discouraging, but we're just going to have to get beans to the point where they are more competitive. And I think that, you know, with the pullbacks that we've seen here over the last 3-4 months, I mean, we have been a little bit more competitive here more recently. But again, I think it just comes down to we're moving out of our export window. That business is more likely to Brazil at this moment. But the Safrina corn crop, we still don't know how that's going to pan out. We did have some comments out of some the president of Cargill's Brazilian unit believes that the bean numbers are going to be a little bit higher. Corn still is looking probably pretty good, but again, there's still uncertainty there, and so obviously a lot of uncertainty about the U.S. So I think what China is more than likely going to do, they know it's an election year. They're looking at the poll numbers. I think that they're going to be looking at the hedging their bets here ahead of November. So I wouldn't be surprised if China steps up here in the coming months and starts buying a little bit more U.S. grains. And it's hard to say from a when you look at the corn market, say, well, there's not corn demand. No, there's corn demand. We just have a lot of supply. And, you know, speaking with producers, that doesn't seem to be the issue. It's more likely supply to be an issue than the lack of demand.
Well, and it seems like there, as you talk about that demand and that it's there for the soy meal, and we saw the way it traded. Is that something that could continue this week for that contract and then maybe keep the momentum going for beans as a whole?
Well, we got to keep in mind with the soy meal, Argentina unions are on strike this week, at least until Wednesday, more than likely probably the entire week here, just with economic reforms that are trying to be pushed through Argentina. So meal had a very solid week, up almost 2.8%. That could be the big driver here for beans, more than likely. But again, if we can get July beans above the November trend line, I do think there's going to be some further covering from the funds, especially if you can get above even a 50-day EMA, about another 12 cents. You're going to give the reason the cover further. You're going to force their hand more than likely. So again, do I think that the meal is going to be the huge driver at the end of the day? It seems like every year Argentina has these strikes. So I think we just got to watch the technical patterns very closely. Watch July at 1176 here. That's a pivot point. If you get below there, things start to shift a little bit more to the bears here. But again, still a lot of uncertainty about how this bean crop will pan out as well. Even though the fundamentals don't seem all that positive right now in beans, beans can make moves when people least expect them to. And that's kind of market mindset I'm in right now.
All right, let's look at the livestock side before we wrap up. And I mean, except for the June lean hogs, everything else was red on the screen today.
Yeah, cattle in general, though, there's this chart structure still higher. The trend is still higher. The momentum is still there. A little bit of breather here today after a market's been up a fair bit here. So I'm not too unhappy about this at all. I mean, the spread action was a little bit weaker here on the feeders as well. You can say that on the fats. But again, if that spread action continues to be weak throughout the week, I'm going to be a little bit more concerned. If we start breaking below the 20-day, I'm going to be more concerned. But again, I think the back half of this year, barring any type of big economic issues that we are unforeseen right now, I do think cattle are going to be stronger, and I think it's going to be stronger for longer. So in general, same thing can be said for the hog complex. Hogs pulling back, but hogs have had a good run here. Last couple days have been a little bit weaker.
All right. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Darren?
312-858-3668. That's my direct number. They can always find me on X at DDF Alpha.
All right. That is today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Pick it up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com or wherever you subscribe for your free podcast. That's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. USDA announced new restrictions on the movement of dairy cows across state lines, effective today, in a bid to combat the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza in America's dairy herd. I'll have the details after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
Last week, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service handed down a new federal order with a set of requirements designed to slow the progression of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy herds across the country. Beginning today, USDA is requiring that all dairy cattle moved across state lines to show a negative test for the HPAI virus, and that test will need to be performed by an approved facility. If a herd owner has a positive test result, they'll be required to provide additional epidemiological information, including details for animal tracing. Now, this is the first federal order making changes to the dairy industry since the case of highly pathogenic avian influenza was discovered in Texas and Kansas herds in February. Since then, the virus has been reported at dairies in locations across the country, and fresh data from an FDA research study indicates that the spread might be underreported. In a report published last week, veterinarians from the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition said they detected HPAI virus fragments in 38% of retail milk samples, with higher incidence in milk from areas known to be hotspots for the disease. Virus fragments are not potentially viable, meaning that while their presence can show if a cow had been infected, the little virus pieces left after pasteurization aren't enough to carry the illness. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack told reporters following the announcement, quote, "This has been and continues to be a very complex circumstance and an evolving issue. We're trying to respond in a way that protects the health of the American people." One reporter asked the secretary if he had any personal concerns about consuming dairy products, and the secretary said without hesitation that he put cream in his morning coffee and had a grilled cheese for lunch, saying again that the U.S. milk supply is safe. But dairy farmers will have a few more hoops to jump through going forward, and I'll have more after this.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
With this new rule in place, dairy cattle will be required to test for highly pathogenic avian influenza before moving across state lines. And, USDA officials said, additional guidelines for other classes of dairy cattle will be released soon. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 40. Tomorrow, early sunshine, then a chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 70, and mostly sunny in upper 60s for Wednesday. Another chance of rain with a few embedded thunderstorms moves in Wednesday night, Thursday into early Friday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 51 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Hey, Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky. Brrr. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. I feel lucky today.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me, riding down these old back roads, singing our songs. Now everybody around our town's been whispering. A tear in your eye says I should have been listening. Baby, is someone else calling?
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We left Texas on a windy night in a beat-up Chevy van. Loaded it up with our innocent dreams and all the love we had. Didn't know back home. I wonder what went wrong.
sure gets old. I remember how sweet it was. Where is she now? I need to know. I bet Amy's back in Austin, working at the Zona Rosa Cafe. I remember the night we lost it, and the day she went away. Was it the angry words, or did she miss her mom? I don't know, but it don't feel right. I bet Amy's back in Austin, and I'm missing her.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.